Let's catch up with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. Thanks for more of your time yet again this week, John.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam. My pleasure.
Don't have my hopes very high, but I got to ask you right out of the gates, any new word on the salmon?
No. The guys I've been talking to say it's been terrible. Actually, the ones I've spoken with have switched gears for the way the salmon and are now targeting walleye.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the walleye are ahead of schedule, too, this year, so that's the good news. I have heard about a few steelhead that folks were picking up out there trying to find salmon, but all they're finding is shakers and then an occasional steelhead. But they're getting them like 40, 45 feet down in the water column.
I know. It's been a weird year. I've heard the same thing. I know guys fishing down south of Cedar River out there for walleye are picking up steelhead on crankbaits and harnesses fishing for walleye, which we've done that before down there this time of year, pick them up and some brown trout.
Okay. So brown trout too, anything significant there to talk about?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. Hopefully next week I'll have a better report for you since we're fishing this weekend. So
that's right, the wheats tournament this weekend. We'll get to that in just a little bit here, but let's stick with the walleye then and talk about how, I mean, first of all, you're in agreement, I assume, everything is a little bit ahead of schedule this year, including the walleye bite.
Yes, it is. Usually it's another few weeks before it's really pounding like this, but now, I mean, guys have been catching a lot of nice fish just about every day that they're out.
Now, I have not gotten any walleye reports from inside the bay. Is there anything for walleye there?
There's a few guys fishing them, and nothing crazy or spectacular. You know, they're picking up a couple eaters here and there with a lot of undersize still, but most of the guys up here are still fishing perch and getting into the bonus walleye.
All right. Well, I want to get back with you later this hour and get more into the shoals for walleye, because I heard that's what is really popping right now. And I've heard a couple of different types of reports, techniques, lures. So I'm anxious to pick your brain on that. And then we'll get to the wheats tournament, and maybe some perch talk, too, if we can get some more time from you later this hour.
That sounds great.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. Stay tuned, and we will continue right here on The Outdoor Show.